setting aside the law of God. Those who teach the people to regard lightly the commandments of God sow disobedience to reap disobedience. Let the restraint imposed by the divine law be wholly cast aside, and human laws would soon be disregarded. The results of banishing God's precepts would be such as they do not anticipate. Property would no longer be safe. Men would obtain their neighbor's possessions by violence, and the strongest would become richest. Life itself would not be respected. The marriage vow would no longer stand as a bulwark to protect the family. He who had the power would take his neighbor's wife by violence. The fifth commandment would be set aside with the fourth. Children would not shrink from taking the life of their parents if by so doing they could obtain the desire of their corrupt hearts. The civilized world would become a horde of robbers and assassins, and peace and happiness would be banished from the earth. Already this doctrine has opened the floodgates of iniquity on the world. Lawlessness and corruption sweep in like an overwhelming tide. Even in professedly Christian households there is hypocrisy, estrangement, betrayal of sacred trusts, indulgence of lust. Religious principle, the foundation of social life, seems a tottering mass ready to fall. Vile criminals are often made the recipients of attentions as if they had attained an enviable distinction. Great publicity is given to their crimes. The press publishes revolting details of vice, initiating others into fraud, robbery, and murder. The infatuation of vice, the terrible intemperance and iniquity of every degree should arouse all. What can be done to stay the tide of evil?